you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The government reform to the railway operator SNCF is due to be presented at the Conseil des Ministres today amid controversy from unions. Transport Minister Elisabeth Borne will be laying out the government's plans, which so far remains a vague list of articles based on themes to reform as it refers to legislating by decree. The aim is to transcribe French law into European texts, especially when it comes to opening the sector to competition, with the transformation of the SNCF into a national company and doing away with the special status of railway worker for new recruits. Herein lies the problem for unions who are threatening to strike. Last night, the head of the CGT said that the government was deliberately choosing the path of confrontation and that if a strike action went ahead, then it would be the government's fault. In the meantime, the head of the SNCF, Guillaume Pepy, must explain to the government this morning just how he will be preparing his strategic project to reorganise the public group, make it more efficient and bring down costs in line with prices across Europe. Meanwhile, Emmanuel Macron is in Touraine today and is expected to outline his new measures on apprenticeships to an audience in Tours. The government has already announced 20 measures to attract young people to this sector, including help on passing their driving tests and help in choosing a career path. However, the president will also be expected to explain himself on certain matters, such as the closure of some courses in rural areas. In Mayotte, an agreement has been reached between the protesters and the Minister for Overseas France, Annick Girardin, following weeks of unrest. The Citizens Collective had complained of a lack of security and high immigration on the island. The agreement will see reinforced security on Mayotte, and the roadblocks that have been put in place will start to be lifted. Ms. Girardin had been recorded talking to protesters at a roadblock at the start of her visit. One of the most respected scientists in the world, Stephen Hawking, died last night after a long battle with motor neuron disease. The Brit, who was best known for his work on black holes and his best-selling book, A Brief History of Time, passed away at 76. Hawking was an ambassador for making science accessible, and his synthesized voice was used in television programs like The Simpsons, and he even made a speech at the Paralympic opening ceremony when Britain hosted the Games in 2012. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.